Community Interview.
It is 12:45 on MFM 92.6, and with me in studio, I have Dr. Reggie Rugu, the Director of Information Technology, and then also Miss Ina Smith from the library, basically. And we're chatting about the Open Access Seminar, which is happening on Monday. We'll get back to that just now. And then also the launch of Sun Journals. Reggie, please tell me, what is Open Access and why is it such a big focus of the library?
Oh, simply, open access is basically sharing research content openly with the international audience. And it is a major issue for libraries in the sense that one of the pillars of librarianship is the dissemination of information. And disseminating information openly should be our core responsibility.
It is, of course, very important. How exactly does open access benefit scholars and then the general public?
Essentially, lots of research is locked behind subscriptions. With open access, all of these research outputs become available, accessible to the end user at no cost to the end user. In fact, research done in America shows that open access content is accessed more by the general public than by researchers. So it is research funded by the taxpayers, now where the taxpayers themselves benefit from this research output.
That is absolutely fascinating. I didn't know that. And of course, it's always so frustrating when you're looking for a specific article and you can't find it because you have to pay a ridiculous amount of money for it. I know this as well. Ina, vertel vir ons 'n bietjie meer van Sun Journals. Hoe presies het dit gekom dat dit op die been gebring is en hoe werk die publiseringsproses?
Dit is nie vreemd dat biblioteke die rol van publiseerders aangeneem het nie. Ek dink ons almal het groot geword in biblioteke. Maar die rol van die biblioteek is besig om te verander in hierdie digitale omgewing. Verlede jaar het een van die dosente ons genader en gevra of ons 'n tydskrif online kan publiseer, maar ons was nie gereed nie. Hierdie jaar het Spil, Stellenbosch Papers in Linguistics na ons toe gekom en gevra, kan ons nie hulle help nie? En toe het ons besef, hier is 'n behoefte wat ons moet aanspreek en hier is 'n gaping. En die publiseringproses werk soos altyd met 'n traditionele tydskrif, behalwe dat alles nou elektronies geskied en is eintlik baie makliker en vinnig.
Natuurlijk. Dr. Rugu, some academics might fear that the rigor involved with publishing in an open access journal won't be the same as with traditional journals. Can you shed some light on this?
This is a misconception and must be dispelled. The rigor in terms of traditional publishing and online publishing is identical. We're comparing apples with apples. The only difference here is that one, and I'm giving my opinion here, the one is more efficient in that articles which normally get published a year or 18 months later can now get published a lot sooner, which means the value is much greater.
Absolutely. Watter voordele hou die publisering van tydskrifte vir oop toegang platforms in?
In die eerste plek is dit baie meer bekostigbaar vir tydskrifeienaars om tydskrifte te publiseer. En die navorsing is makliker toeganklik vir mense wat nie dit voorheen kon bekostig om daarby uit te kom nie. Hulle kan hulle eie navorsing baseer op bestaande navorsing sonder om te dupliseer. En navorsing kan ook vinniger beskikbaar gemaak word. Jy hoef nie vir 'n hele jaar lank te wag vir 'n artikel om gepubliseer te word in 'n uitgawe nie. Hy kan sommer dadelik gepubliseer word. En dan is dit vir die navorser ook voordelig deurdat meer mense daarby kan uitkom, meer mense kan sy artikel aanhaal wat weer 'n impak het op sy akkreditasie en ook die tydskrif se impakfaktor. En die volteks is natuurlik volledig soekbaar. Met 'n gedrukte tydskrif weet jy dit glad nie en Google tel dit sommer baie maklik op.
Natuurlik, en is hierdie goeders wat dit makliker maak ook vir die navorser om by hierdie inligting uit te kom ook. How many titles exactly are already making use of the services provided by Sun Journals and also where can we access them?
Currently there are 10 titles that are populated with content and there are another 4 that will come on board pretty soon and these 10 titles will be launched on Monday at the seminar.
It's accessible from www.journals.ac.za for now, but each journal will be assigned a unique URL, which is a journals.ac.za domain.
Yeah, well, that's very easy. If you want to go check that out, so long, it's www.journals.sun.ac.za.
Journals.ac.za.
journals.ac.za. Aha. Alright. En dan Ina, gepraat van die ooptoegangsseminar wat nou maandag by die JSG Rike biblioteek aangebied word. Vertel ons 'n bietjie meer daarvan. Wie gaan die sprekers wees? Wat gaan bespreek word?
Goed, ons begin se 2 uur. Ons begin stiptelik 2 uur en dit hou aan tot 6:30. Die sprekers is 2 internationale sprekers, professor Steven Hanet, wat een expert is ten opzichte van ooptoegang navorsing en allemaal zijn vraag oor wat hulle het oor ooptoegang, publisering en navorsing kan beantwoord. En dan ook Yves Gray van die Universiteit van Kaapstad en professor Arnold van Sail gaan inleiding gee oor die toekomst van navorsing by die ooptoegang navorsing by die Universiteit van Stellenbosch en die universiteitse verbintenis tot ooptoegang beklemtoon.
That's happening on Monday at 2 o'clock at the library right here on the Roy Plain as well. And then just lastly, who can attend the seminar and where can people who are interested in attending it find more information?
We would prefer as many people to attend it, especially young researchers, just to know that their research can be published as soon as possible. It will be nice to have the editors-in-chief and the policymakers in terms of the university having a mandate policy in terms of supporting institutional repositories and open access.
Fantasties, gaan maak 'n draai dis by die JSG Rike biblioteek. Dis maandag van 2:00 af tot 6:30 as en veral as jy besig is met 'n nagraadse ding op die oomblik, 'n meesters of 'n dokters, dit sal jou baie help. Open access journals is awesome. Laat ek net vir jou dit sê. Thank you very much for joining me in studio and have a fantastic day.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.